El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then, I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. And now I'm kind of back to doing that, but not that much. Anyway, joining me today, he is one of the funniest comics working in Los Angeles, or working anywhere in the country for that matter. He's a great friend of the show. He just killed it at our backyard comedy show and cookout. We're always happy to have him here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Waite. Also joining me, he is my co-host on this show, and we also share a comedy album called Gift of the Magi 2 that you should go Google and then buy right damn now. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a prince among men, Jeff May. Also, he's trash. It's going to be a great show. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion, everybody.
Yeah. Hey.
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 How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
All right.
It's 4th of July week.
Yeah.
Do you have a theme song?
You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spent all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. And that's why we call this segment This Week Me. It's about to get intense. That's as close as I have to a theme song.
Oh, pretty good, though.
I normally cut Jeff off with that. It feels especially loud today. That's for goddamn sure. We can crank that down.
Yeah, some opinions are popular and others aren't.
No, sir.
Fade it out.
Unpopular opinions.
We got harassed by the fans for not doing shows about unpopular opinions.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, how come you don't do that?
It's right in the name. Sometimes I listen to Freakonomics, and, like, usually they break down, like, a thing. You know, they break down an issue. But every once in a while, you could tell they're like, because they put a lot of research into it. Yeah. There's, like, they talk to economists. Somebody's done a fucking chart and a paper. But every once in a while, they're like, hey, we're going to interview the mayor of a place. And I'm like, come on, dog. Anybody could do that. Like, what the fuck's that got to do with anything?
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you want to interview the mayor of Freakonomics Town.
Everyone be on the lookout for our episode next week, which is an interview with Nate Barr from The Americans.
Anyone could have done it, but we actually did.
Yeah, ours is good.
I'm obsessed with the apple orange on the cover of the Freakonomics book.
Yeah,
that thing, you know what I'm talking about on the book.
Yeah,
I don't know if
book.
It's the logo of it, but it's like an apple rind, but with an orange inside. I want to eat that thing so bad.
That was a brilliant piece of Photoshop right there.
Yeah, it was really good. I want it
almost like propaganda. Hey,
what?
That ties into what we're talking about today.
Oh, what was is there a segment about you?
No, I just do that to normally when Jeff starts talking, I hit that button, which I didn't mean to hit just now. And it cuts him off.
Oh.
It's usually just a thing I do to be rude. It started way back when we were doing this podcast. It cracked. And I stopped doing it for a while because I didn't have another person in the room to fuck with the sound effects. But
now we're
back. What else you got on that board?
Oh, we got the air horn, obviously.
Say the C word. Say the C word out loud.
Cubs?
Go Cubs.
Go cunt.
Ah, we got a cunt dinger for whenever someone says that word. The Howard Dean scream.
Intensity Eagle.
That's Intensity Eagle for when people start arguing and things get heavy in the room. What else is on here?
Ooh.
We don't use that much. Gunshots. Shots fired. Shots fired. Shots fired, everybody.
We're like a zoo crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like a modern zoo crew.
Howard Dean.
Thank you for coming, Dave Waite.
All right, we got Dave Waite in the Online-stopwatch.com studios.
That is what we should start calling it. We put out an offer that for $1,000 a month, someone can name the studio, and we'll say we're recording every episode from there. But
nobody's done it yet.
No biters.
Could have the Dave Waite studio.
Fleshlight Studios.
I mean,
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah. Blue Apron Studio.
Yeah, realistically, that's what it's going to end up being someday. Casper Mattress Studios.
Yeah.
So it's 4th of July week.
Right.
This is our first official day back to work this week. We took Monday and Tuesday off.
Wow, I know. It felt nice, didn't it?
It felt fantastic. I feel like an adult fantastic. Who got to take a vacation. It's amazing. And so with this being the week that we celebrate our nation's independence, we're talking about propaganda videos.
Yeah.
This idea is actually in part thanks to a listener named Big Meek.
Big Meek?
Who's a Trump supporter.
Oh.
Interestingly enough. I know, but shout out to them for still listening.
Good pod is good pod.
And we certainly, we don't have to explain ourselves, God damn it.
We don't have to.
Good for us that Trump supporters still listen to us.
Damn right.
We're great.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Anyway, he sent me...
did I not sell it hard enough?
That was good stuff. That was good stuff.
That was pretty good, yeah. We're talking about propaganda videos from the United States. Yeah. One thing I found when I was researching this, there used to be a whole wing of the government that was just dedicated to making propaganda videos that were shown in other countries, and they were meant to sway public opinion in those countries in favor of us. And it's called the United States Information Agency. And what's interesting about the videos is a lot of them are really well done.
Yeah.
They're really interesting. Like, you can tell they had, I mean, it's the U.S. government.
They had a budget,
shit ton of money to work with. So a lot of these are from legitimate filmmakers, and they're just genuinely interesting to watch.
Yeah, it is really cool, because I actually, back in my college days, I did a whole, like, my modern American sort of thesis was on anti-Japanese propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
During World War II. And it was like really fun, but also really fucked up when you're like looking at all the cartoons.
They wanted to make them seem subhuman, so like, it's so easier in our minds to kill those people.
Bugs Nips the Nips is without a doubt one of the most insanely racist cartoons I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And like, there's part where he's like, he's talking individually and he's calling them all like monkey face and bow legs and all this stuff. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Or like Tokyo Jokyo. Like, there's
Bugs
a lot of
Tokyo Jokyo. That's a solid.
Yeah. There are two cartoons named Tokyo Jokyo. One of them was Popeye, and the other one I forget.
Was it Popeye just fucking up Chinese? Chinese.
Yeah. Japanese. Well, it was funny, actually. There's a Time magazine article, or like there was a page in a Time magazine that was how to tell the difference between Japanese and Chinese. And it was all like, here's a Japanese person's facial hair construction versus how Chinese people grow facial hair. That was a legitimate thing. And it was either Time or Life.
Wow.
And it was like, how to know your allies versus your enemies. There was shit like I forget what the name of the sisters were, but they had a song called You're a Sap, Mr. Jap.
You make a
Yankee cranky.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's like a thick gross film over almost everything that was made from 1938 to 1945.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, a lot of movies have. I mean, that is one of our biggest exports is our culture. I mean, now you see there's the Chinese so much influence in our movies now.
Like, oh yeah, for sure.
Like that movie Arrival. If you watch that, it's a good movie, but then it's like, it's because the Chinese helped us, you know?
Right,
yeah,
right.
And then they just throw a random, like I watched Kong Island the other night, and there was just a random, not that there shouldn't, but there was no real explanation why there was like a Chinese person there helped, like she was from China, because they want the movies to do well in China.
Right, right.
And they're like funding these movies, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So now there's like this creeping Chinese influence. Well,
but then when they do a movie that's supposed to have Chinese people in it, it's just all white people.
Yeah, well, that's but what's funny was
it's
like
a
movie like The Great Wall with Matt Damon, the Chinese production company were the ones that were like, get us Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting to see, like, from their end, they still also want to make money.
Yeah, of course.
Which is very, you know, like, they know that American audiences aren't going to pay to see a bunch of Chinese actors that they've never heard of. It's just a thing, but they want to make money. And so they're like, get us Matt Damon.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the stuff that we will talk about here, well, not a lot of it, but I think probably one of my favorite ones deals with Russians and communist spies in the United States. And those, I think, are always the best because you don't have that uneasy sheen of racism to it. because it's just us hating other white
people.
It's just
Red Scare stuff.
So it's just like, it's like interesting espionage talk instead of, oh, these fucking brown people are going to bomb us all, which is what it always turns into when it's anyone else.
Yeah.
But they had to be more nuanced with Russia, and I love that. Let's talk about one. We'll play it. We can't. These are all, we'll put them online on unpops.com. My column that will be up this week will be about these. So go to unpops.com. You'll be able to watch all of these. And
unpops.
Pops.
Pops. Pops.
Hashtag Hanson at Dave Waits.
Yep. Yeah, that's
gonna
be soundbite.
You're going to play your living room now.
That's going on the soundboard now. So one of the first videos, these are all pretty long, so we're not going to watch all of them. The first one's called School for Assassins. Did both of you watch these?
I watched this one, yeah.
I read this time, which is a big improvement over the last time I was on here. I didn't know there were notes or anything. I felt like I did a pretty good job.
You did.
This time I read it.
Well, last time he showed up 7 days early, too. So there was
that. I did do that.
Timely as fuck.
What I really dug about this cartoon is when a lot of cartoons, I couldn't tell if the animation was like wonky or if it was like very avant-garde
style. I feel like it was supposed to look kind of trippy and weird because it was the 70s and everything sort of did.
Was it the 70s, this one?
All right, no,
this
you're
one
right.
Must
probably
be the 60s, right?
Yeah,
like early 60s.
It's Castro and Cuba.
It's almost very Warhol the way it looks.
Yeah.
Like it's very.
And it's.
The voice acting is incredible.
Yeah, that's actually. We're going to listen to the intro, which is just kind of sets up the story, and it's pretty fantastic.
Someone innocent, Oscar.
Bah! If some innocents get killed, they are the victims necessary to establish the terror. Let's go!
Damn you! Cubans.
I get it, though.
This is one case out of many that are repeated daily in some of the countries of Latin America. And those directly responsible are the youngsters trained in the School for Assassins.
Escuela de Asesinos. Asesinos.
Asesinos.
Jose de D. Villegas.
Villegas.
Is the man behind this.
Alberto Cuevas. E. Frank Spaulding.
And
but
yeah.
It's really well done.
Yeah, it's well done. And all of these are on the U.S. National Archives YouTube page. They have... It's a real rabbit hole.
But how can it be that my brother has gone to Cuba?
He looks like Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, he does. Papa. Cuban Dave.
He will see all his efforts to make him a Dave man B. wasted. Mama, she will suffer when she finds out.
So his brother's gone to Cuba.
Hundreds of youngsters like Carlos and Oscar are being thoroughly trained to carry out the campaign of terror in their own country.
See, if I had seen this as a kid, I'd have been
at
like,
the same time,
this is great.
They
this
are
is
being
really interesting.
Brainwashed by intensive indoctrination.
And I imagine that's who this was aimed at, right?
I'm assuming, yeah. Like young, like 11 to 12 year olds. Kids that will be revolutionary soon, yeah.
Because that's when the enemy's getting them, you guys. Getting them young.
Despite everything they've said, Oscar, I've noticed the people here don't seem happy at all. They seem to feel depressed.
I love that mumbling guy.
I like the guy that's reading Karl Marx.
Yeah. In the book, just says Karl Marx on the front.
Well, come on. We'll finish our training tomorrow.
Soldiers don't read.
Yeah.
We'll be going back to our own countries in a few days.
Here's Castro.
You are all prepared to return to your own countries.
Yeah, this looks like a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
But the animation's very simple, but in a very good way.
Yeah.
With the decisions of the Tri-Continental Conference, which met here in Havana. But you have to be clever, so that your brothers will think that you're dealing with a true nationalistic revolution.
I like that the soundtrack sounds like it's on vinyl.
Tomorrow you will get false documents to
Pops.
Use.
Sweet fuzz, yeah.
We'll send you to your countries by various means. Some of you will travel through our agents located in other countries. Long live the Communist Revolution!
I feel like
Viva la Revolution.
Everything about this, from how it's drawn to the words being said, they could just tweak a couple things and put it back out today and make it about ISIS.
Yeah.
Because it's the exact same thing. It's people going to their to another country for terrorist training.
It's because they say terror, but I would never.
Let's fade it out.
Yeah. They wouldn't. You would never anything with communism or anything like that. You wouldn't be like they're terror. Like
yeah,
nobody uses that language about Cuba now. You know.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't be like they were terrorists. Be like they were starving. Actually.
But
they were like revolution. You know.
But back,
if you win, if you win, you're not the terrorist.
Right. Right.
You could say that. You know, the people that led the American Revolution, I'm sure they were portrayed in England as...
Well, they probably still are to some extent.
But this is also huge because at this time, American industrialism was big in Latin American countries. And you had all like the banana republics and everything that they were dealing with. And so they were also being like, don't become a revolutionary terrorist.
Right.
You're like, they're also trying to like pad their own stats a little bit to let them know like, hey, we're going to come in.
Yeah.
And we're going to fuck shit up in your country, but you don't want to become like a communist. Your brother will get murdered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, stay in line. Do what the company man says.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's surprisingly well done for something that came out such a long time ago. And just you wouldn't associate, like normally when you think like training propaganda, you think really corny, like North Korea type shit. And this is just shockingly well executed because we're the United States.
It looks like it would be shown in a flashback of a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it feels like it wouldn't be out of place in Pulp Fiction when like the kids watching cartoons.
I feel like half the reason we're so mad about Russia's propaganda and meddling in our election is that it finally worked. Like it's the same reason we started sending pros to the Olympics is 1 year Russia beat us and we got a silver medal and we were like, fuck this. We are sending our goddamn adults to play this game now. And Russia beat us at propaganda once. And now we're like, fuck. Because this makes it pretty clear. We've been good at it for a really long time. Not that this is necessarily propaganda. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
It's very propaganda-y.
Yeah, but you
can't. We were trying to indoctrinate. Their whole thing is like, don't be indoctrinated by them. Be indoctrinated by us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Know the right lane to be in here.
So let's watch a little bit of the next one. This one's called Small Town Espionage. This is one of my two favorites, I think. It's
just a small town spy. Never. I was going to try to do
It's good open, though.
Something that rhymes with die, probably.
You know the Journey song, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was going
to train until they die.
Yeah.
There it is.
Gonna spy on us from everywhere. See, we got there.
It's not so very different from thousands like it.
I love
the
setup
States.
Of this one. It's just setting
smaller,
up
perhaps,
a small town.
You know, and yet large enough to service the needs of the local population. It has a modern drugstore.
It says two
where
thumbs
you can
down.
Find hundreds of items from aspirin and razor blades to Cokes and chocolate sundaes.
There's a really important detail coming up.
As usual, it's the favorite hangout for the younger set.
This young 50-year-old woman.
Leisure time indulging in laughter.
Indulging in laughter.
Galleries. And that great American institution, the jukebox.
If you like all those things, come to Mint on Card. They probably have a jukebox.
Do they? They might.
There's a department store.
This mannequin looks crazy,
Featuring
by the way.
The latest spring fashion.
Yeah, it sure does. I like that skirt, though. It's got a horse on it.
Poodle skirt.
Yeah.
It's a is that a horse? Store. It might have been a horse, yeah.
They're
I think that was
a
horse.
Special on gardening tools today.
Just a weird little detail.
A library.
Here it comes.
And a church.
But what about it?
Strangely enough, its doors are always locked.
Why?
But there are many strange things about this town. Even a casual observer would note the utter cleanliness of the streets and houses. He would also receive the impression that everything in town was brand new, as though it had sprung up overnight.
Oh?
Hmm.
Well, how, How would that mean?
Why would that happen, sir?
Would reveal that all of them seem to be in their early 20s.
None of them look like they're in their early 20s.
No, yeah, they all look significantly older than that. But I get what he's saying.
Decades ago, where young people looked fucking old as shit.
They already been working since they were like 8.
Yeah, like if you look at a woman who's in like her, say, 40s or 50s, like take a famous actress who's still really attractive today. Look at her in the 80s. She probably looks younger now.
Yeah.
There aren't any children.
So that sounds cool. No kids.
So I want to move here.
Yeah, when I started watching this, I caught what was going on right away.
I got it with the church.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I got.
And busy enough.
I like them saltines in the background, though.
Yeah, crispy.
I'm a man that likes a saltine cracker.
I like a saltine cracker and some chili like a goddamn American.
Damn right.
Most of the activity seems to center around the campus of a small college that is located in the center of town.
They just ring around the rosying super slow, like they're just walking in circles.
As a matter of fact, the town is merely an extension of these classrooms. This is
any college
town.
Yeah, pretty much.
The students here have been handpicked from
all these young children
all over the country.
Although that young
that woman in the back is in her 60s.
Characteristics are common to all. They are brilliant.
Look at that guy.
And determined.
He's a general.
So,
the teacher's the youngest guy in that room, by the way.
Yeah.
Of motor travel in the United States of America.
So, from here, it goes to...
It's like, you ever see that... few Americans any longer use... That movie with John Travolta, and there was the 80s actor, maybe it was Andrew McCarthy, where they're both actors? They're both actors, and they think they're signing up for... They get, like, a role, but they get flown to Russia, and it's like one of these fake cities... And they
is
don't,
it an 80s movie?
It's an 80s movie.
Are you sure it's John Travolta?
It's definitely John Travolta.
Because I think there's... Isn't there one with Chevy Chase?
No, that's Spies Like Us. This one is like about... And they go... They think they booked these roles. They're like waiters or something. They're struggling actors.
Yeah.
And they get flown... They get like knocked out or... They wake up in this town and they think it's just small town America.
Yeah.
But it's a fake Russian city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that movie. I think
is
Jeff
is 1989's The Experts?
Yes.
Oh.
Maybe read the...
It says, the KGB Shanghai, a hip New Yorker, John Travolta, and his sidekick, Ari Gross, to teach square spies how to act
who's
like Americans.
Ari Gross?
Someone gross.
He's probably,
who
under,
is it played by?
Probably undercover.
Oh, he's a guy. Kelly Preston was in it. Oh. It's Ari. He's this guy. He's one of those, oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah. He
Let
does look
him.
Like Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, that guy. Sure. Yeah. Sure, sure.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go back to reading the thing? So.
No, that was just that's the synopsis on Google. It's
so,
just like square spies.
But.
Yeah, well, they don't unwittingly go.
Right.
And then they're in a fake.
They're Shanghai'd. Yeah.
And they're in a fake city.
Yeah, just like the description said, they were Shanghai'd.
That's what that means, right?
Yeah.
That's Shanghai.
Name. I remember liking that movie when I was a kid.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Well, I'm going to have to see it now.
Yeah, we should watch it. So, yeah, that's basically what's happening in small town espionage. Is it's a short film about what turns out to be a communist
Soviet training
Soviet
camp for Americans.
Training camp for Americans. And me and Jeff, it's coming out next week. We have that, like, I don't know if I mentioned it while we've been recording this, but next week our interview, we have an interview with the guy who does the music for the Americans.
What?
So it this is the kind of thing, like, you see stuff
and
like
he's
this.
He's a spy.
Yeah, and he is a spy. And you see stuff like this in, have you ever watched The Americans, Dave?
Nah, my bad.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it either.
It's so good. It's my favorite show on television.
I got
I
through
love
the entirety
so
of Glow this weekend, but I haven't watched one episode of The Americans.
Yeah, I heard. I haven't watched Glow yet, but I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and I came back in, and my roommate was watching Glow, and I was like, right, like at a titty part.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, nice.
And then I told my other roommate, I was like, hey, babe. Come in here, titties. we all had a moment as bros, so just watching some.
Nice.
Just like back in, you know, the high school days.
Jeff?
5 minutes, 40 seconds into that. Because I had said
Why
something.
Didn't you call me into the room?
Okay, we don't live together.
You could have called him up on the phone.
I could have Ubered over.
That's fair.
Checked him out.
You have a car.
That was like one of my favorite things as a sleepover. You know, would just be like a titty part in the movie?
Horror movies with titty scenes.
Or
yeah.
Even 80s comedies would just slap.
Oh, yeah.
They throw you one pair of titty.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You've been waiting for this. Here it comes. And you're like, yay!
So many titties in the 80s.
A lot of those are all, most of those titties are dead now.
I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah, they're probably not. The 80s, it wasn't that long ago. They're probably all in their 50s right now.
Might as well be dead. I mean, come on.
That's a good point.
Yeah. To Hollywood, yes. Yeah. And it's unfair.
That's what I'm talking about.
So the one thing I like about small town espionage is I do really like how the final scene, that reveal is really well shot. It just kind of fades. They show you a road leading to nowhere.
I like how it got night immediately.
Yeah. Well, it makes for better contrast with the white sign with the Soviet words on it. It's written in Soviet.
It's the Cyrillic alphabet.
Dramatic music.
And is located in the central Ukraine, one of the southern Soviet socialist republics.
Is it Ukraine or the Ukraine?
Both.
Why?
Because the Ukraine is a region, but it's also Ukraine as a country.
Okay. And react. Fuck you, Jeff. Showing me up.
City of Kiev, established on the Dnieper River as a trading post for Viking traders. Before it established, before it then spread east towards what is now modern-day Russia. That's why they're obsessed with getting Ukraine back, because it's where Russia started. The birthplace of Russia is Kiev.
So what? Has anything to do with what we're talking about right now?
No, but it's why the Russians were so obsessed with getting it back.
Oh, well, yeah, it kind of does anyway. I was just joking. Idiot.
All of the inhabitants in town are instructors. They coach the students how to conduct themselves.
See, now they're kind of
forget about it.
They're kind of running the light right now. Like they told us what's going on, and now they're just like, all these people are teachers. We know. You said that four minutes in.
We're not.
All right. Come on.
When you get a ticket, say thanks, officer.
I am to be saying thank you, officers.
But that's small town espionage. And
what a twist. They Shyamalan'd you.
They really do. There's a lot of these. All of this agency, though, which it only existed until 1999. It was formed in the 50s.
That's a long run.
Yeah, it existed until 99. And if you go on the U.S. National Archives YouTube page, you'll find videos from this group that are about everything from like the Russia stuff we just watched to like stuff about how cool it is to live in Wyoming. Like, I don't know if we didn't have enough people in Wyoming. And they were like, get on that next, make us a video. But it just runs the gamut. And they would also produce videos in conjunction with other departments. Yeah. And that's where this next one, which is called One Time Too Often, comes from. Which I think
this
is
so good.
This is the best one.
This is basically like an episode of Chips.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Chips or Dragnet.
It's like watching a show in the 70s.
That's like 22 minutes, jeez.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like it's an episode of a
TV show, yeah.
Might as well be a pilot or something.
And it's really good. It's really well done. It's called One Time Too Often. It came out in 69. And the ATF actually was in on producing this video. Which I suppose makes sense because it's about illegal moonshine.
I like how this guy owns a fill-up station, but he picks her up outside of a Texaco. Like, that's some bullshit salt-in-the-wound stuff.
Service stations just don't run themselves. You got to have help.
I said I love you, Johnny.
Hey, needle stuck, Barbara.
I hate you, Johnny.
No, I like
she's a real piece of shit.
She said I love you, and he said the needle's stuck. Shut it up, bitch.
I love you, Johnny.
That's better. Much better.
He's so cool.
He is the coolest fucking guy I've ever seen.
Ooh, Huddle House getting in there.
Yeah, they are.
Right?
Shout out to the Huddle House.
10% off any entree if you mention Unpopular Opinion at the Huddle House this weekend. One time too often.
Also, I was watching this with Raquel, and she was saying, because, you know, she's been in the fucking TV and movie industry forever. She's like, the pickups on this are insane. Like, just all the shots. There's, like, a helicopter or a crane shot at one point in time in this.
Barbara, it's a lot cheaper. I'm saving every dime I can to pay off.
I like how he owns a service station.
And has a really nice car.
Any more of that moonshine.
Look, you just sit tight and save your money. I've been drinking moonshine liquor for a long time, and a little bit longer won't hurt.
He's right, though.
Yeah, bitch. Is he, though?
Don't be talking bad on me, you trifling bitch.
I've been drinking moonshine liquor. Like,
you drink moonshine?
I don't think the liquor part is necessary.
Do you drink moonshine? You ever have drink
moonshine? I have had it.
I have not.
You seem like a guy that has definitely.
Well, yeah, had I mean, growing up in Kentucky, you're only like maybe two or three people removed from it at any point.
Yeah.
That's where they make, you know, like West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia.
Yeah. And there's all, like, you can.
There's still like dry counties in Kentucky where you can't buy alcohol. Yeah.
You can buy it online now, or there's people who like brew moonshine, but I always assume it's like absinthe, which
it doesn't have
you can
the
buy
wormwood
absinthe
in it.
Now, but it doesn't have wormwood in it, so it's not going to make you hallucinate and do knife tricks like Hemingway. So what's the point?
Also, the guy like who's like the salesman here, the guy that owns the restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like they hired him just to fucking roast him through this entire thing.
Yes.
Because they call him like fat boy. And
he has a rough go of things.
Yeah.
Along the highways of America.
Paid $1 for that pint of moonshine and he's throwing down on it in the car already.
At no point in time do they mention how drinking and driving is a negative thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought this was going to be about drinking and driving, but we just didn't know that was a problem yet.
That was back then. Yeah, back then.
Keep it between the lines, sir. Have a safe drive home.
As long as you get a
fit. Just drinking beers was considered safe.
Yeah.
As long as you get.
I'll just take a six-pack with us a go.
All they care about is you get officially taxed.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Contains this deadly lead poison. They didn't teach him about makeup.
No, they film it. He looks like he died from drinking moonshine, and that's how he knows.
Isn't that Perry Mason?
It kind of looks like him, but I don't think it is. But he's not. He doesn't have the beard. If it is, so that's throwing me off.
He definitely turned away the makeup lady because he didn't want to seem like a Nancy.
It's
a nice rug he's got on his head, though.
Yeah. Which was unfortunately.
Unknown to Johnny. You know, he didn't want to do that. And then they were like, you got to make sure you have a full head of hair. The kids won't care about what you got to say.
So we never really find out what happened to Johnny.
Yeah, he got lead poisoning from it.
Oh, yeah. Because it was building up in his system is what they were explaining.
Yeah, because what happens is when you're using the distilleries, like the pipes end up breaking down from all the way the alcohols go through.
Yeah.
Johnny Pollock buys the cheapest.
They spend so much time on this fisheye lens shot. Yeah.
It's like a fisheye lens shot from the vantage point of the
dying
guy when he's being brought into the hospital.
Somebody was working on their reel when they were making this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like...
Like, this looks like some Stanley Kubrick type shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very De Palma.
Yeah.
That scene with the ambulance where it's riding...
Yeah.
It's very De Palma.
Yeah, I mean, we might just watch all of this one.
It's so good.
It is really good.
You guys want to watch an episode of TV with us?
Yeah, rewind and restart this, and we'll just riff tracks the whole thing for you.
Like, oh, they're like changing the colors.
Yeah, they're like doing really psychedelic, trippy shit. This guy's face is getting all long because it's a fisheye lens. So now he looks like Jay-Z in that one video.
I didn't even pick up that they're slowing his heartbeat down every time.
Oh, yeah.
And then they speed it up.
That music is creepy.
It would be funny if the doctors were playing instruments. The doctor playing a saw.
Johnny, you're dying.
You're dying, but at least let us soothe you down with the old Dr. Abbott jug band.
Quick, put some morphine in him.
Shouldn't have drank that moonshine, Johnny.
Says, here's an organ donor. You see him start pulling organs out.
Pulling his liver out to give it to somebody.
Oh, now it's all vertigo.
Uh-oh.
It's very far out.
It's like Hitchcock shit now.
You can make it bigger if you want to. Down with that. Full screen that shit.
Don't you sass me, Jeff. Now they got to deliver the bad news about Johnny.
They slap her instinctively.
She's sitting in a wheelchair like a lazy piece of shit, even though she's not hurt.
I'm Greg Rawson from the Treasury Department.
They break it to her in a really rough way.
Yes.
Partner, Special Investigator Hudson. And the nurse told us that you were with Johnny when he was brought in.
Guy was 50 and his name was Johnny.
I realize this is a bad time to ask questions, but the sooner you can help us, the sooner we may be able to track down Johnny's killer.
That's how they break it to her.
Yeah.
Someone killed him?
He was poisoned by moonshine whiskey. We just had the report from the doctor.
Oh, no, I told him.
You made
him
it out alive, Dave.
Him.
Wait.
Maybe I ought to get a doctor.
I did try to fight my friend after drinking it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Really?
I want to be able
to. Well, nobody told me they'd spiked the.
Were you with Johnny when he bought the moonshine?
Somebody had spiked the margarita.
With moonshine whiskey?
Yeah. And next thing you know, I was just like crazy. It just made me crazed.
I had a friend that was like that. He used to try to, like, when he'd get drunk, he'd want to fight me.
What are you doing?
I mean,
I would never. Like, I could drink beers all day and not want to fight anybody. But.
Yeah.
But there's like. It's like fucking pure alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like 100.
It's the good stuff.
And then yeah, it'll fucking make
like
you diminish.
80 proof.
Especially if you're like, if so, I put it in the margarita. So
you don't know you're supposed to be.
When you like drink, if you have a sip, you're like have a sip of that shit because it smells like gasoline. It's fucking.
Yeah. Was there tequila in it too?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I thought you'd want to fight everyone at a party.
Because then you would just smell it and think it's like cheap tequila. Because tequila smells so strong.
But it was just like covered up by, you know.
Yeah.
And I already had a couple of drinks. And next thing you know, we were just having a screaming match in the parking lot of like a Dairy Mart, which was the Midwest's 7-Eleven. Fantastically accurate graph. I was a young man then. Whatever, fuck it.
They get into this. This is like really, like they get into the science of everything.
Yeah.
Identify and prove in court.
There's a lot going on here.
Which illegal still had produced the poison moonshine?
Yeah, they go into all the forensics behind tracking down where a person bought this. And this is where things get... We're starting to reach the body-shaming portion of this show.
Eating a sandwich. You fat fucking slob.
Yeah.
He's always sweaty.
He looks like a character from a Rob Zombie movie. So what? Like, he should have white paint on his face.
I said, so what?
He's a great actor, though.
Yeah.
I wonder how many DUIs they got to have to act in this.
Oh, you left your sandwich and the drunk guy ate it. This is
like
great.
This. We shouldn't have to take a delivery so quick after that guy died.
Look, the heat's on. I can feel it.
The heat's always on for you, Barstow. You sweat all the time, fat boy. Now here, I'll bring you another load.
He's going to bring you another load, fat boy.
Like I dumped in your fat bitch mom.
This is Rawson at 401.
Go ahead, Greg.
And the police are standing inconspicuously behind bushes.
Why is the Treasury Department investigating this?
Taxes, probably.
Yeah, it's taxes.
Tax free.
Okay, you keep on.
It's like how the Secret Service deals with counterfeiting money.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we have the helicopter shots and like shots from inside them flying a plane.
So good.
While they're pursuing this car.
Like, look at, like.
Looks like the opening to The Shining.
It's funny how they always fly a cameraman with them when they go to make a bust.
Very convenient.
Also, he just ran a stop sign. We can get him for that, too.
Yeah. Maybe he was hoping they would do that, and then that would tip him off that they were police.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't lead them back to the compound like he's going to do now like a fucking idiot.
He shouldn't be aware that there's like a plane following him.
Yeah, I feel like the police weren't this good at surveillance back then. There's a plane and one car with a guy on a walkie-talkie following him the whole way.
Driving with binoculars to his face. Keeps rear-ending him. Oh, sorry, dude. It's funny that they show all the boring procedural aspect of it, though, like all the like staking out and stuff, instead of just doing like a bust.
Yeah.
Now here's the part where we gather evidence, so we can get a warrant.
See, like I said, Mr. Tyler, all I could carry.
That is not all you could carry. There's so much more room in that truck.
If we don't get that pump running, we're out of business. That's the one you ordered. They had it waiting for me when I got there. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
You know that number 5 vat we couldn't get started?
Yeah, it still isn't working really hard.
Well, I picked up a little something to give it a boost. Just pour this lye in and that mash will go crazy.
Right? That's what I do with my chili.
Let's get this stuff inside.
Put a little lye in there.
Put a little lye in it.
We still have 15 cases to get to Rogers Restaurant today.
Right.
Gets it going.
Also, that guy is buying so much moonshine, that fat guy.
Yeah.
He's going through a lot of moonshine.
Well, he's selling it out of his restaurant.
But he's getting $1 a pint in 69. He's not making that much money off of it.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a ton of cash.
Like, that's like $6 maybe?
Yeah.
It's not that great of a deal.
So, yeah, now it's just a classic police surveillance shots.
Now, great music.
What do you think that this was like? You think this was shown in schools?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like this one because most of these. There's one you can find on that archive that's like a press conference with Martin Luther King Jr. And they weren't able to show that in the U.S. for 12 years after it was produced, which was apparently the case with a lot of their videos. But this seems like one that would have happened in the United States.
I bet they showed it in the South a lot. Like, I bet they would have showed it where you're from, like in that sort of belt. So
in this, in that, at school?
And probably like a police training kind of thing.
Yeah, like
police training.
This is a typical moonshine whiskey operation.
Nice.
The cheapest possible materials are utilized under the most filthy conditions imaginable.
That's not true.
Yeah, I bet this isn't all true.
The consumer is hardly uppermost in the minds of the manufacturer, as lead salts poison.
Looks like they're trying to find water in a third world country.
Under pressure of steam and presence of alcohol and acid.
I suppose they're going to tell me meth isn't safe to make next.
I like his camouflage blouse.
And what was this dude doing? Just like sleeping in the woods? Oh, yeah.
That they spent a lot of money on one of those breakaway beer bottles.
Look what I found. A Fed. Oh, shit.
Look what I found up on the hill watching us. He had a radio with him up there.
Oh, this guy's stupid. I get it. Yeah.
No, he was just watching.
They were like, add a retard into the show. It's like, what?
Aw, shit. Now they know he's a cop.
Treasury agent.
What's up with his eyes?
Yeah, he looks like a movie villain.
Right?
This is 401 to Ross.
This is your dad. I want you to know I'm disappointed in you.
Approximately 40 minutes ago. He may have his radio off, but I don't like it.
He wouldn't have that radio off, and you're right, I don't like it either.
Can you see? He's always playing games on his radio.
As far away as possible, like you asked, but I thought I saw a man come down the hill towards the house about the time I lost the contact with Hudson.
That's a lot of information to have.
It's a whole lot.
Planes circling over the distillery.
I don't like the indecisiveness on the...
We gotta kill him.
Drug knife. Cruise part. Yeah, there it is.
You're gonna kill him? Why don't you just shut the operation down and get out of there?
Give me a knife.
Put him in the moonshine.
Oh, man.
Pork infused. Right.
That was a good one.
Give me the smallest knife you got.
Stand there. Give me a hand. Get him outside.
Give me a pen knife.
Come on.
Is that one black guy like a slave? Like they dressed him up like he's like a like just a recently freed slave.
Just pandering to their audience.
And then there's one that's dressed like a pimp. With like the hat with the white ribbon around it.
Only two choices back then.
Just lay him down the road. Yes.
He's got like a tattered white shirt.
That knife got way bigger. They just run him over.
He shoots the knife at them.
Yeah, they did shoot first, which leads me, like, why did he ask for a knife if they had guns? Could just shot the guy.
Yeah, you are not going to be able to take down that guy. He's
Let's
strong
take him off. Outside and ritual kill him. Blame it on Satanists. I like the yakety sax going on back there. Why did
he just
keep
break that guy's window anyway?
He kept breaking it even after he was in the car.
Oh, maybe they shot a bullet through it or something.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
What?
And now the window's
How
back.
About the suspension on those cars? How great is that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, turn on the siren so he knows you're there. Oh, I guess it's to announce to other people that
So
that's
other
where
people.
He is. Yeah.
So like, the
this
no
is
people.
So well. This is so well filmed.
Yeah, it really is. It's like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, doing like J turns and shit.
He's gaining on you.
I love those giant steering wheels. Remember those things?
Yeah. No power
the
steering.
The size of a speak and spell.
Oh man.
It's like he's driving a boat.
It took some effort to turn a corner.
Oh, yeah, you did.
It's like a printing press.
Oh, if you get home and get inside, they can't arrest you.
Yeah.
Just jump out of the car and get in your house.
Oh, he knew where I was. I'm at the...
Why is he running to a cemetery? You don't have jurisdiction in here, coppers. These people are all dead. This is controlled by the spirit world.
Yeah, I was going to say the army of the dead shows up.
Also, he really struggled to get those handcuffs on him.
Yeah, they probably could have cut that part.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
this whole show is about learning how to put handcuffs on somebody.
How's Hudson?
He'll be all right.
Oh, that's good. I raided for another car and an ambulance just in case. Well, get over there in the bank.
Yeah, sit him next to the guy that was about to stab him.
Frank, come on with me. Let's get back to the truck stop.
I was going to kill you, you see.
A successful raid on the 1,500 gallon a day still behind them. Now turn their attention to
he
the
looks
known
so
retail
fantastic.
Outlet,
yeah, he looks shop. Like a Bond villain.
The truck stop where it all started.
He looks like he would kidnap Liam Johnny Neeson's Pollock. Daughter in a Taken Look, sequel.
Johnny Pollock died the night he bought that last pint
of
it's
Johnny Pollock.
And he bought it right here from me. You ordered 15 cases. I brought you 15 cases. Now, where do you want them?
Take them back. Don't you understand? I'm scared.
You slob. Where do you want them stacked? Out front?
Tim, that's okay. Not in the script.
I admit the stuff is still selling. I mean, I make a lot of money from it. But when Johnny
you
died,
fat piece of Johnny. Shit.
You got plenty of cuts.
Sweaty, beady face.
Big chances.
Okay.
Greasy wop. What?
Back in storage. There you are.
Calls him the N-word.
Yes.
Even white dude.
Federal agents, you're under arrest.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas. I ain't done nothing. Look, I caught this guy trying to steal some of my supplies. Man, am I glad you're here.
Shut up, Bart. Both of you, stand up against the wall.
Shut up, you fat tub of shit.
I'm selling your rights to you. Barstow,
you're lucky we're killing you before the cholesterol does.
I also want to see what you've got behind that bar out front.
Oh, man.
Snickers bar.
How stoked was the Treasury Department that they could break out those windbreakers, those camo windbreakers?
Well, they need them in this terrain.
Yeah, right?
They're being very casual about this raid.
Just like I thought. Vinegar.
Cop, ain't you?
Starts chugging. Didn't need
to pour it into his hand?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I figure so. You know, he's been selling that stuff for a long time now.
Some of that guy's teeth.
Thing, it'll be a long time before they sell any more.
Fun fact, this podcast, before I landed on Unpopular Opinion, was going to be called Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Was it?
Because I love that William fucking Barstow, name.
That's a great name for a
yeah.
podcast.
Were all tried and found guilty of violation of the Internal Revenue liquor laws.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound that bad.
Serving long terms in the federal penitentiary.
Oh, there it is.
Red
They're serving
Tyler,
long term.
Ringleader was also tried and found guilty of the same charges. In addition to his
say, what about the death?
Court,
doesn't matter.
Red Tyler faces an additional term.
This is about taxes, Jeff.
For manslaughter.
Manslaughter, there it is.
You might call it murder, but in the case of Johnny Pollock,
it's definitely Perry Mason.
Thousands of other cases.
Yeah, it does look like it. I don't think
perhaps
it is. But it looks like it.
Is that the guy's name, or was that...
No, it's
Aaron Burr. No, what's his name?
Not Aaron Burr.
No, Raymond
Special
Burr. Raymond
Burr. Special investigators of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms have dedicated themselves, sometimes they're very
spit
live,
it out, dude.
To the task of strict enforcement
maybe
of the
I'm
law.
Turning into my dad. My dad thinks every commercial actor is Paul Rudd. He goes, what's that, Paul Rudd? I'm like, nah, just
yeah,
a guy.
Kind of, I guess. Could be Paul
Johnny
Rudd.
Pollock is
not doing commercials now.
Thousands like you.
Doing them Japanese commercials for
you
like deodorant and sodas.
Yeah, where you get like $7 million.
Every big actor is doing commercials now.
Would have been his wife.
Yeah.
We'll never
stigma's gone.
I wish more famous actors were doing shit like this.
Right?
Telling us not.
Like that's why, like Captain Planet. Remember Captain Planet? You ever see that? You ever see that IMDb page for the voice actors of Captain Planet?
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. It's like every celebrity that had community service.
What's Captain Planet?
Captain Planet was a cartoon from like the early 90s, and it was like a PSA kind of cartoon about like keeping in the environment together and stuff.
And, I mean, there's still like the Ad Council is still like some form of propaganda, right?
Yeah. I mean, that... Yeah, I guess I don't know what the... Is that a government thing?
Like, if there's like a not... Like, you know... On the dial, the radio dial from like the 800s.
Yeah.
not necessarily like the NPR channels, but those other channels that maybe only have like a
88.7 or something like that.
Yeah, they have like 2 or 3 mile radius.
The college radio stuff.
They can't, they're like non-profit, but they'll have like ads from like, I think they have to have ads from like the
PSAs. Yeah.
PSAs.
Oh, like that's what college radio, you have to do that too. You would always have to like show us, like, play like, a certain the number ad of council. PSAs. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who the ad council is.
Somebody was telling me something. It was some crazy one about somebody not to drink and drive. It was some rock and roll band or some shit.
Could have been any member of any rock and roll band.
Yeah.
I remember when I was when I did college radio for a year.
Dave Ross is telling me that because he did some sort of radio and he'd play one of those.
We did the same one. We did we had to play like one PSA every hour or something like that, or two, something like that. And we would always play the same one, which was boating and alcohol don't mix. And it was this really hilarious.
The hell they don't.
It was this really hilarious, like, you know, like play, like a radio play of an awful accident where people were drinking and they got into a terrible boat accident. You can hear them drowning and stuff. And it was so, we played it like that's the only PSA we played, and we played it every single time.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
How long was it?
It was like 30 seconds.
Nice. Do you want to see it? You want to find it?
Would we be able to find it?
If you do PSA, water and alcohol, it was the whole thing was water and alcohol don't mix. It's not the Norwegian one, but...
Smart.
Oh, you're probably only going to get the video ones more than the ones that were made for radio. But that drinking and boating PSA is only 30 seconds long. It could be that. But it's probably not, but these are great.
This is we're getting a douchey
World Series of Poker
ad for poker first?
No, this is... No. Oh, are we?
I think we just got tricked into
you
watching...
You would be stupid enough to risk it all on a losing hand.
Oh.
What?
Man, they know who to target. Douchebags.
That guy is pretty hammered.
So why risk it all out on the water?
Because
don't gamble with your life.
It's fun.
And
though.
The law. Keep the beer on the pier.
That was definitely not.
I was just like, oh, fuck. Especially on YouTube. It was like, oh, this is. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Canadian PSAs?
I think that's what that one was.
That like, felt like a Canadian PSA.
No. The Canadian PSAs are so out of your fucking mind. They're so brutal.
Why didn't you put one in the notes?
I didn't want to.
What's like?
Because I feel like now you're going to ask me to Google for one.
I'm not going to ask you to do that. Talk about your job in Germany, and I'll find one. Did you ever see the Canadian PSAs?
Just find one.
Yeah, you've piqued everybody's interest. You can't just bring it up and then.
If you go to,
we did these notes like two weeks ago.
I get it. I watched all these.
Ooh, are you arguing? Just, hit the argue just, button.
Yeah, you're right.
Just do Canadian PSA ladder, LADDER, because they're like so innocuous. Just fucking do
not
it.
Even supposed to be working today.
Hey, bud, be careful with your ladder, eh? Who will boot you?
There it is. WSIB.
Oh, this lady's all fucked up.
It's they're all.
Ah, shit!
Oh, she's dead.
Accident? There's no accident. The company should have replaced that ladder years ago. I knew I shouldn't have reached over like that.
Right.
And why isn't there a strict policy about two people doing a job like this?
Just stupid fucking Canadians.
Like, every Canadian PSA is just like this. They're insane. There's a coffee one that's super fucked up, too.
Well, there... Was there like a Sixth Sense thing going on? Was she dead and that girl was looking down at her?
Yeah, probably.
Have you ever seen their cigarette packs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their cigarette packs.
Smoking will kill you.
Will harsh your fucking mellow for sure.
They got like a dead baby on
there. They got like pictures of diseased shit. They don't just say, our cigarettes say they'll kill you, but they go the extra mile. All right, let's watch this last one.
Your job in Germany is to keep the Nazis done.
this PSA, like as I was watching it, I was like, I don't really disagree with everything here.
Yeah, they go really hard on the people of Germany.
Really tearing them apart.
They're like, do not trust these fuckers. We won, but...
It's funny because that like the wars, like the German wars and like World War I, it all ties down to like when you had like the when it started when you had Otto von Bismarck and he wanted to create Germany. They wanted to unify all these German provinces, so they picked the Franco-Prussian War. They like picked a fight. But when they had Germany signed into it, they did it at the Palace of Versailles, which is basically like pissing all over France. And then the French wanted revenge, and that's how like World War One got so fucked up.
Yeah. This one actually predates the United States Information Agency. Why does it say Liberty of the Ass? Did you see that?
It's time to free it up, baby.
It says Liberty of the Ass.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Oh, yeah. How about that German ass, yo?
Time to open it up.
Yeah.
The problem now is future peace. That is your job in Germany.
Oh, shit.
By your conduct and attitude,
your job
is to
get some German strange. Right? Yeah. Get some of them later hoes. Yeah.
Lay the groundwork for a new war to come. And just as American soldiers had to do this job 26 years ago, so other American soldiers, your sons,
is that an Oscar?
Might have to do it again.
Yeah, it looks like it.
20 odd years from now. Germany today appears to be beaten.
The imagery in this is super fucked, by the way.
Hitler, yes.
Out.
Aus. Hitler in or aus?
Gone.
Aus.
Nazi propaganda?
Cool.
Off the air. Concentration camps? Empty.
Never happened.
You'll see ruins. You'll see flowers. You'll see some mighty pretty scenery.
And for a chocolate bar, you still can get some pussy.
You are in enemy country. Be alert.
A lot of braided tail going on around here.
Take no chances. You are up against something more than tourist scenery. You are up against German history.
You're up against boredom.
This book
shit
was
porn.
Written chapter by chapter, not by one man.
So this
not by one
basically
theory.
Just goes into so much
written
detail about
German
how the Germans
people.
Are just
chapter
an
one.
Out-of-control war machine.
Führer, Bismarck.
And
yeah.
How,
title,
even though we won, we are not to be that nice to them or trust
yeah,
them.
It's like, don't make eye contact, don't
yeah.
be friends.
Bismarck,
yeah.
And like, yeah, I get it. Like, if you're an occupying
German
force,
combined,
yeah. don't get too familiar with the people you're occupying with because
one of them could be
blood.
A spy.
Yeah.
Bismarck's German Empire built itself by war.
Cool, cool war.
Austria and France.
Yeah, this one.
In
we don't have to watch all of this
one. Military power in all Europe. Enough conquest for a while.
Not like America. We are
right.
Everybody's
yeah.
friends.
Yeah, we've never done any of those bad things.
Yeah, we weren't. We didn't embroil ourselves into World War One by flying
yeah.
these fake shipping flags over our American. You know they used to do that? British ships would fly American flags without permission.
Oh, yeah.
So they wouldn't get attacked by U-boats.
Oh, nice.
And then the Germans were like, stop. Germany took out full-page ads in American
Chapter
newspapers
two.
That were like,
a new Führer. Kaiser
stop
Wilhelm.
Coming
new
over
title.
Here. Stop sending money. Stop doing
yeah.
this. Like, we have to defend ourselves.
Like, we were
World
like,
War,
nah.
World War One is so stupid because
war
the whole war is basically embroiled in just alliances.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't good versus evil. It was our friends versus your friends, so now we're all in a fight.
We can do it every weekend.
All right?
That all right with you?
United States of America.
Yeah. Keep banging.
Keep banging. Indeed. Keep banging.
That's like the longest period in America where we haven't had a war.
Defeated the German army.
Was it right after the War of 1812?
Second chapter ended.
Is that it? Until,
I think so.
Until
that,
last,
that lasted said, for like...
Till the Civil War?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, under Clinton, all of our wars were more UN interventions, I think.
But they're still...
They lead the whole world.
We're still dropping bombs on people. And
yeah, probably.
We poured in our sympathy.
Jeff, are you Googling?
Yes.
Longest period of time without a war.
And they flung Chapter 3 in our
I mean, you could argue that we were just at war with the Indians until the whole time.
Still at war.
Today, Germany
yeah.
is ours.
Winning handily.
Tomorrow, the whole world.
So yeah, this
the
basically
sorry,
the gist of this video.
But you could argue that, you know, Germans' influence on America is making us... Lord, you get it. What was I saying? There's a lot of people with German heritage in America, and that's why we're bad people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that video, it just it goes way over the top to convince troops after World War II that the people of Germany are still insane war hawks who cannot be trusted. And it's a fun watch. It's called Your Job in Germany. That's the last one.
Your job in Germany, zippity-beep. You beat up some Nazis, now you gotta watch these
fucking videos that we're showing to you.
Eat some chocolate.
Keep an eye on that kraut.
Everybody but knocking that worst.
So this was fun.
Yeah, it was.
They spill beer with an eye. What's up with that? Germans.
Fucking Germans.
You ever go to an Oktoberfest?
Yeah, they always, Cincinnati area, a bunch of German people there. And they have Oktoberfest. Yeah, the Oktoberfest, like, we'd go down there, even, like, in high school, because it was, like, volunteers at the beer booths, and we'd just go down there and get fucked up.
Nice.
It was a big weekend. We'd just go down there, get loose.
It was
before, you know, wristbands and all that stuff.
Yeah.
X's on the hands and stuff.
Yeah, you just go get the fucking party on.
I like a bratwurst, man. I'll go.
I don't like bratwurst that much.
I love pretzels. I love
a big pretzel.
Yeah, the big soft pretzel. I've been to Germany when I was in high school.
Wow. Nice. Dave Waite's been to Germany.
Yeah, it was part of my keep an eye on Germans tour.
You know, I was going to say, were you at war?
Did I ever say, Portugal the Man, John was telling me once that their first album somehow was really huge in Germany. Like, they got a really good review in kind of a prominent publication. So they, the first year or two that they were a band, they did like 100 shows a year in Germany.
Damn right. Europe absorbs a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a story for a lot of bands.
Like,
they end up.
Italy's like that with bands. Like, a lot of, like, I have a friend who put out like one album, and like apparently Italy became obsessed with it. And they kept being like, come out. We'll just tour Italy all the time. And he's like, I'm a teacher. Like, I can't do that. Like, you know,
yeah.
Was it not enough scratch to get on the plane?
I think they offered to fly. He was like one of those guys that he just made the album. And then he's like, Like, he's like, I did my thing. Like, he's not really as invested as he would have been. But it was like this crazily, like, well-received. The band was called Have a Nice Life. And they were like really well-received. But they were like, all right, we did our thing. We're done now.
Yeah.
And I think they still every once in a while do shows, but it's like very...
In Italy.
Yeah, but you could go in the summer when you're your
teacher. I told him that. I was like, you should be at it. He's like,
especially if he's got a wife. You'd be like, hey, we're going to Italy.
Yeah, he just didn't. Okay, do you ever see the documentary about Thor, the heavy metal singer?
No.
He was like a Canadian like strongman, and he would like sing heavy metal while like bending steel bars and stuff. It's like a really fascinating... It's like a really fascinating story. I think it's called I Am Thor or something like that. But they talked about how like he's been like living off of fucking like cans of Hormel chili and stuff out here. And then he goes over to like Scandinavia and stuff. And it's this like huge, huge star.
Yeah.
It's really great.
That's crazy.
But even if you're a huge star in one of those places, you should be able to make enough money to live.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. But, you know, money disappears fast. You know, you work in showbiz.
Well, my mom was an accountant, so I always keep a pretty good rap on my money.
Yeah.
Take that, Jeff.
Yeah, it's called a savings account.
My mom was... Don't look at me like a piece of shit.
Well, you know how you have a checking savings account, and then there's another account. It's called a savings.
Never heard of it.
And you squirrel a little bit of money away.
Yeah, I feel like that's like newspapers. I don't think people really fuck with those anymore.
That's not a thing. Sorry, Dave. Wait.
Yeah.
I have a thing called a credit card.
Yeah, do you access it on your flip phone?
You got to have a rainy day fund, you know, in case there's a rainy day.
Sometimes it rains. I use my checking account.
All right. This was a lot of fun.
It was good.
We should get out of here.
Also, we watched the entire 22 minutes of that.
Because that one's really good.
I really like that one.
Yeah. We had such a great show this past weekend, am I right?
We sure did.
It wasn't hot. Dave killed. I killed.
There was that lady Jeff, there. She was super cool.
So cool.
Raquel? Yeah.
No, I was implying that I met a lady.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, Raquel?
Why are you talking to my girlfriend, man? What the fuck?
Dave stole
the
Jeff's
fuck,
girlfriend.
Hit the button.
Really angry.
Flip the table.
I wonder what noise she made when...
David.
Yeah.
David.
It was very guttural.
yeah, it was fun. I'm looking forward to that. thing that just happened.
Yeah,
just
I'm looking forward to it. What else do we have going on? Darkest Hour, second Friday of every month, 11:30 p.m., Westside Comedy Theater, Santa Monica.
Pops.
Come to that.
Pops.
Jeff?
Mint on Card is also the second Friday of every month in beautiful, beautiful downtown.
Your shows compete Burbank. Against each other?
No, they don't. We're actually, we're the early show. They're the late show.
Yeah, his show starts at like 7 something and ours is 11.
We're done by 9.
Yeah.
And it gives you plenty of time to get to the
It's actually a perfect night if you want to see both shows. Yeah. Because it gives you time to get to Santa Monica in between. You can have a little dinner.
A lot of people that are in town, like when Unpops fans come to town, they actually generally tend to organize the trips so that they fall on the second Friday so they can do both shows.
They take the Unpops tour.
They do. Yeah, that's like a regular, that's like an actual thing that happens.
I'm pretty great. Cool?
I am very impressed.
You're going to meet a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Or you just did this past weekend. I'm going to stop bringing that
you
up.
You
met him already.
I was just trying to lay the groundwork in case I did meet a lady that she'd be like, I can't believe he brought me up on the podcast.
She was great, wasn't she?
She was
really great.
Yeah.
She was so great.
She might be the one.
She might be. You never know.
You don't want to jinx it, but we all said that
She set a lot of thirst traps on Instagram, though.
Yeah. Got to watch those.
That thirst.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful on what you say and what you do.
You should also subscribe to the rest of our podcast on Patreon if you want to do that. We put out 10 to 12 episodes a week. That's $5 a month.
Actually, I've been paying a guy named Ron.
For these podcasts?
Patreon. You get it?
You've been paying Treon.
Don't you also have shows in July?
Yeah, that's why I came on here, right?
Let's hope so.
I still have a store? Good God. I have a tour starts July 18th and then runs through August 26th. And the tour dates are on DaveWaitComedy.com.
Dave Waite with an E.
Yep, Dave Waite with an E. And that's Dave Waite Comedy for all my Instagram and Twitter. And if any of your listeners come out to any of the shows and say they heard me on your podcast, I'll give them a free download card on my album. How about that?
Nice. It's a great album.
Dead Weight's such a great album.
Yeah.
I was literally just talking to him like, I fucking love that album.
Yeah, it's a good album. You should definitely turn out for
that.
Great. All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Dave, say goodbye.
Later, dog.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the later dog rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street. I'm not.